and welcome to Inbound Raleigh, a podcast for the transit curious in the Triangle. If you're trying to figure out how transportation and transit work in Raleigh and the Triangle, it's really easy to get confused with the various organizations and how they all fit together. So not too long ago, we spoke to someone from CAMPO, and today we're going to explore another group with another acronym, and that is the RTA, the Raleigh Transit Authority. So I'm joined by Nathan Spencer, a member of the RTA, and he's going to explain this to us. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you for having me.
So what's the basic overview and explanation here?
So the RTA, which is the Go Raleigh Transit Authority, oversees the Go Raleigh service, so that we are different than the Regional Transit Alliance, which it works through the chamber and also is an RTA to make it even more confusing. But we are a board, much like the board and commissions that the City of Raleigh has for, say, bike and pedestrian or planning commission or other sorts. Our job is to be a policy board as well as the overseers of the entire system. So our responsibility is making sure that the buses run on time and making sure that staff needs are fulfilled and that contracts are being executed on time.
Okay, so you coordinate with like the Go Raleigh staff.
Correct. Basically. We are not able to and not willing and not interested in being staff overseeing in terms of staff assignments and stuff like that. However, we do direct staff on projects. We tell them what we think that they need to be focused on, and then we do move forward with contracts. So we will execute contracts when they're picked. We do not select the winners of contracts. However, what we do is we'll see who the runners up and we'll make suggestions, and then when staff comes with a suggestion, we'll execute that actual contract.
Oh, okay. So your policymakers, what kinds of decisions do you guys make, and then are those permanent, or do they still require approval by council or the Go Raleigh staff?
How's it all? A little of both. So when it comes to contracts and spending money, those larger areas, they are approved by the RTA, sent to the council, and council affirms our suggestion or recommendation. Now, the area that we tend to have full authority in is starting work on projects. So if a contract's already signed, getting that moving, as well as taking the politics out of some of the running of the buses. If you can imagine where a bus stop is or where it may no longer be, if you need to remove one, could become a very political issue.
Sure.
And for city council, that's not a job that they want. So many, many, many years ago, back, I believe, in the late 70s, early 80s, when the RTA was established, they gave the power of being able to do that to the Transit Authority. The idea basically being that we look at the data, we make a decision based on what we're getting, and moving a bus line or a stop or stuff like that becomes our prerogative.
Okay.
Cool. A large portion of that also includes looking at how that data is being used. So we're the full authority on that, but by the fact that we are representative of the body of the city council, because they appoint us, and we're representative of the community, it allows us to provide a lot of insight. So you don't have, say, all 12, or rather 11 people coming from one neighborhood that are deciding a system. We come from all walks of life to come to it.
Yeah, I was reading up on you guys on the city's website. So there's 9 members and they're residents. And you mentioned they're appointed, so can you talk more about that process and,
yes,
and the terms?
Yes, absolutely. So that process has actually changed recently, so it's good to know. So there are 9 active members. There are 2 alternatives, so there's 11 members in total. The alternatives are only allowed to vote if there is not quorum or if we lose a member. So if someone decides that they're resigning or has a conflict, they can step in. We have alternatives because getting up to speed with this takes a while.
Sure.
Again, we have about 85 buses and a very large population that rides our service and is growing. So it takes a while to understand what's going on. To get appointed, there is a link on the RTA website, on the city's on this RTA page on the city's website, about applying down at the bottom. And you can apply to be on there, and then it asks you to reach out to your city councilor, which you should, your district. I would also recommend reaching out to Corey Branch, who's the transportation liaison, and at least one of your at-large city councilors. And then telling them why you should be part of it. For me, I submitted, when asked, I submitted a resume and a letter describing my experiences with it. Now, not everyone needs to have experience in transportation, but it really, really helps. When walking into something like this, you're talking about a world full of acronyms.
And the reason for the show.
Exactly. And quite a bit of information, moving quite fast. For a number of years, the Transit Authority sort of just maintained bus service.
Mm-hmm.
But because we are going through a $2.3 billion expansion of the Wake Transit Plan, we're now getting another 83 miles of frequent service along with other routes. So every meeting for the board is very, very busy. There are a lot of votes, and there's a lot of complicated factors in there. There's also, not to mention, some politics.
Sure.
I mean, that just feeds into it. But our job is to try to keep as much of that out as we try to build a system that can be accessible for everyone.
Okay. How often do you meet?
We meet on once a month as a board, and then there's three committee meetings. When you come aboard, you're assigned a committee. I try to attend all of them. I oversee the route committee, however. That's my purview, and I chair that. And then the board meets the second Thursday of every month. This month, actually, it's assuming going to be this Thursday because of a change. But we are the meetings are usually about an hour and a half to 2 hours long, and are generally taped on RTA and RTN or live on RTN. But they're we cover a lot of the issues about where the route is going for different buses, how that's planned out, different issues that go along with planning a route, the marketing and communications of the system, that's getting word out about what's going on, as well as communicating between staff and with drivers, and as well as reaching out to a larger community that isn't maybe riders yet, as well as the finance and policy committee, which deals with, say, there's a talk about maybe bringing up a question about strollers on buses. Well, that would go to finance and policy. They would discuss the policy ends of that, what makes that right, what makes it wrong, and explore it. It's as odd as that might be, and as simple an issue, it's a big controversy. And coming from the Boston area,
I was
going
to say, strollers on buses, I don't know, it sounds pretty hot to me. Like, that could get really interesting.
And on an empty bus is no big deal.
Right.
But on, say, the 15 going down New Bern, or the one on Capitol, where you've got 30, 40 people on there and it's packed to the grip, to the door, having a large stroller is an issue. So what do you do? How do you handle that? And how do you do that so that a mother or father that's traveling maybe alone with the kids can either pack up that stroller, or where do they put the stroller, or stuff like that.
You can't tell them not to have a stroller. What are they going to do?
Well, exactly. Right. And it's accessibility.
Yeah.
This was an issue, actually, that came up with the MBTA up in Boston, the Transit Authority up in Massachusetts.
Sure.
And 10 years later, it is still being discussed.
Oh my goodness!
So yeah. I mean, it is a real question.
Yeah,
and it's hard.
Yeah. So yeah, not to digress.
No.
So the reason I wanted you to come in here and talk is to explain the RTA to people, because I think like many of the transit and transportation organizations in the Triangle, it's kind of confusing and how it all fits together. So you explained part of that. Do you feel like a lot of people are aware of the RTA and what you guys do?
No. In fact, it's I sometimes kid to people that one of my loves is the fact that I'm not well known on there, and that no one is on. Yeah, seriously. But that that we don't have to be as public as figures. Say like city council, you file and you put your phone number, your address. People know where you live. They can find you to ask you questions. With the transit authority, we're not well known along that. That said, I think as things move forward and as we start to do more projects, I think you'll see some of that change, because we are your representatives for the transit needs. And we are making making decisions to help change how things move. For example, we are currently discussing the future of the R line.
Right.
Right now, it is a loop. It was created back in 2009 to serve the convention folks who were coming as tourists, because restaurants weren't nearby, hotels weren't nearby. Now, 10 years later, the city has grown. There are hotels spread across downtown. There are restaurants all over the place, including nearby there, but also further away. But the R line still has a place. So our work is to revision where that sits, how it goes, how it might be able to serve, and in what form that is. Is it a bus? Is it a smaller bus? Is it cabs that circumvent downtown? It's something that has been a large discussion and is actually coming up this Thursday for discussion.
Oh, well, shoot. I'm probably going to miss that, too, because I've done an episode or two about the changes the airline's making, so it's probably time for the update. I'll have you or David or somebody back on the show.
Absolutely.
Any other comments or thoughts about the RTA that you think people should know?
Well, I think if you have an interest and a background in transportation, or you have an interest in the land use, I think getting involved is a good idea. The reason why I mention land use is that the development of what we do around transit, the RTA does not have authority, but we affect the world around it. So when you put a bus stop somewhere, it affects people's lives. If you take that away, it affects people's lives. The bus rapid transit system that we're charged with overseeing, and we are going to be executing in the next couple of years, will drastically change the city. Now, some of that may not be as drastic as, say, a light rail, and I don't expect it to displace lots of people. That said, it will change the face of how things go. And hopefully policy will also change with it. So allow larger development around the transit, or growth in ways that allow people to stay in their homes or their rentals, and allow more people to come around them rather than pushing folks out. We are one piece of a lot of that. However, our decisions are taken in account with other decisions that are taken throughout, say, like the Planning Commission or the City Council at large. So our job really is, I view as a large responsibility of planning of the next 30 years of Raleigh.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for explaining how this works for me and my listeners. We're going to be linking to some of the things we've talked about in this episode, including the RTA website. And you can find that on our website, which is inboundraleigh.com. Also, please share your thoughts for topics or thoughts about this episode. You can email us at inboundraleigh@gmail.com or find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time. Then you've been there, boss.